Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. As Marketplace celebrates its 25th birthday this year, we're looking at the surprising, sometimes delightful, and sometimes destructive ways that prices have changed during that quarter century. Something that must have gotten more expensive over the last 25 years, the family car. Take the best-selling car in America right now, the Honda Accord. Back in 1989, the cheapest Accord sedan version had just 98 horsepower, no ABS brakes, and the windows rolled down by hand. Honda's suggested price with stick shift and no AC was $11,770. 25 years later, what about the cheapest Accord sedan they sell now?
I'm Joe Chacha. I'm the general manager of Honda Manhattan. This car is fully equipped with airbags front, side, and back.
A compatible Bluetooth device is required.
The other thing that's pretty cool about this, which definitely wasn't around '89, is you do have Bluetooth standard in the car.
The cheapest Accord now is nearly a foot longer, has 185 instead of 98 horsepower, yet its fuel economy is better. List price now, $21,955 with a stick. But here's what happens when we adjust for inflation. The sticker price now is like $11,500 back in 1989, meaning in constant dollars, the Accord is essentially the same price, cheaper even, for a car with, get this, electric windows.
All you have to do is just press the button, or you could just press it once and it goes right down.
So, Joe, what do you think about that? The base Honda Accord 25 years ago, when you adjust for inflation, was pretty much the same price as what you're selling your base model now for, maybe even a little bit more expensive.
You've seen just some of the features, but performance-wise, it's a lot more than you actually were getting 25 years ago.
But you and I both know the cost of driving isn't just the car's price, it's also everything else. The American Automobile Association every year publishes a cost of driving index. John Nielsen is managing director, automotive engineering and repair at the AAA.
The gasoline you put in it, the tires you put on it, how much it costs to maintain and repair the car.
Beyond the price of the car, what's the biggest component? A lot of people are going to think fuel.
It's depreciation. The residual value, or what your car is worth when you go to sell it, usually costs you twice as much as putting fuel in the car for the life. It's a huge component.
And there's less depreciation now as cars get better and last longer. Something else that's cheaper, financing. In 1989, AAA figured the interest rate on a typical car loan was 11%. These days, some buyers can get an APR of less than 1% on an Accord. Altogether, this year, the AAA figures a medium sedan like an Accord will cost 59 cents a mile to operate, assuming 15,000 miles a year. Same assumptions in 1989, 31 cents a mile. Adjust the 2014 figure for inflation, and you get the same 31 cents a mile, this despite gas and maintenance going up.
There's some slight variations, but in a macro sense, it's real consistent over time.
Now, if your tastes in transportation have gotten fancier, and for you it's got to be a Caddy or a Volvo, then yes, it got more expensive to drive in the last 25 years. But it may be what's been taking a bigger bite out of the paycheck has less to do with your car and more to do with, perhaps, health care. More on that as our inflation calculator series continues in the coming weeks.